When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, on this, what used to be a Windbag Wednesday, it is now officially being dubbed, I'm told, Waffle Wednesday.
Waffle Wednesday.
Because...
You don't like that, Jeff.
Hashtag Willie, Linnell Willingham, is a waffler. So we're celebrating by getting some breakfast. And look what we found in the building.
Yeah, you're all
on the same floor. It's almost like he works here.
Trying to kill me.
The great J.P. Finley, who is enjoying some waffling right now, as we speak.
Sausage.
Oh, sausage.
I know. If there's one man to eat sausage with, it's Chris Russell.
Well. That's insanity.
Cut that off. That is going to be a drop that lives in infamy forever.
I mean, the sausage king of D.C.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right, so J.P.,
I'd rather be the waffle.
You didn't know anything about this bit. You were on
it's
Friday. You were being a great dad. You were taking your kids to the Islander Capitals game, all that stuff.
It was fun.
So in your stead, over on the Big Stick, here on 980.
Simulcast.
Was hashtag Willie. Linnell Willingham.
So you were off also, but tried to make it seem like only I was off.
Well, I worked for our national network. 6 a.m.
National big time.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then I went out to Command Land to ask Dan Quinn a question.
Okay.
And to roam the locker
room. All right, you're grinding.
You know, so I was work. But this isn't about you.
Oh, my God.
You well-deserved day off. I'm very happy you got that experience.
Thank you.
Your kid was on the Zamboni.
It was cool.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Great. You got a great comeback.
Kids on the Zamboni. That's awesome.
My oldest got to ride the Zamboni.
But you missed Linnell opening up like a cannonball of fire on your show in your time slot.
Hold on.
I know one dude whose name's on that show that loves when we do that.
Goodness gracious.
Basically, with, again, pitchfork in hand and burying, like they used to bury the Undertaker, the Commanders at 7-5 on a 3-game losing streak.
Can we be specific
and,
here?
And specifically, there was a caller that called in and said, Linnell, you need a spatula because you're too busy flip-flopping and changing your opinions.
So you buried them after the Cowboy game?
Yes.
Yes.
But
because you're concerned with the run game? I know that's been a concern.
About football.
It's 100% about football.
No,
and that's what
not.
I refuse to let you do. This was a football take that once again was misconstrued because I am the most hated man on radio.
I will wear it.
I am the ultimate antagonist, the ultimate. Call it what you want. These callers are just mad that 90% of the time smarter than that.
We can just move past this.
Your ears just bleed,
JP.
Dude?
I am the Messiah.
JP, somebody from Section 208 threatened to come down here
and beat my ass
and punch him in the face and basically brawl with him because he was so infuriating. And Smitty called up on your show. And I guess theoretically Kevin Sheehan's show and said, man, you're so busy waffling and flipping your opinion, you need a spatula.
I like
so
that.
We decided to get some IHOP.
Spatula food.
Exactly. Waffles, right?
This is a good bit.
And we don't have the pancakes. They're imaginary pancakes. So you have to use your mind a little bit. But if we had real pancakes, what would you do with pancakes? You would
flip them up over.
just like Linnell does with his opinions.
Just because you get presented new information, you should be allowed to change your opinion. That's when I changed my opinion.
What was the new information after the game?
Well, I didn't have a chance to go and do my wrath bit because I've been on edge ever since Sunday, last Sunday.
Another shocking development.
Because in my opinion, to lose to a team at home that had been outscored 68-20 the 2 weeks prior and had been absolutely lifeless on offense, playing with two backup guards, a makeshift rookie center that they didn't even draft to be a center. Right. Brock Hoffman just sucks, so that he's now the center. Their defense couldn't stop anybody.
You're yelling about the game 2 weeks ago that you were convinced the season was over about.
Oh,
what's your material change that happened?
I'm saying in general, when I get presented new information, why would you not change your opinion?
Can I add something to Waffle Wednesday?
Sure, absolutely. JP, go right ahead. Be my guest.
Sunday, November 24th, 12:17 p.m. That was about 40 minutes prior to kickoff of Skins Cowboys, right? The terrible loss they took at home.
Sounds about right. Right before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Sure.
I you definitely know this dude, Peter Rosenberg.
Yes, I love Peter.
So you guys probably work together here at 980 or one of the places?
Yeah, I don't know if we actually directly work together, but yeah, I mean, we've known each other for a long time.
Big Nell, do you know Rosenberg?
Of course.
Okay. Rosenberg is a DMV guy in New York, been in Hot 97 and ESPN New York.
Yep.
Rosenberg's a hardcore Skins fan.
Yes, he is.
We all grew up here. And this is when we knew Jay-Z was coming to the game. I'm just going to read four text messages directly in a row. I'll tell you if I see Hove, in case you saw Jay-Z. By the way, the hosts on the station are killing me. So overconfident. Not a game to sleep on. I happened to listen to a little bit of that morning before the Cowboys-Commanders game also.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Big Nell and Denton Day saying it's going to be at least a 3-touchdown wait. So the fact that Rosenberg noticed, I noticed, he texted me to tell me that the boys on the pregame show are way too overconfident. And then 5 days later, Big Nell was saying the season was over.
What would you call that?
That's
though?
A waffle, baby.
Or a massive flop, right? Or a massive flip.
Yeah,
as well.
Flip, flop, waffle, whatever you, as Chick Hernandez likes to say, wet it, wipe it, good night it.
That's incredible.
Well, this is the best idea that you've ever come up with, so I want to give you all the credit. I came up with some part of it.
But I don't want to be lost, so.
Getting IHOP makes this very funny.
That was all him, because we tried to go to, again, we don't have the pancakes, right? So we tried to go somewhere else. We had to go.
I wouldn't worry so much about
exactly.
The pancakes.
But I mean, all I did was approve it and pay for it. Matt came up with the genesis of the idea because Linnell,
like how he slid in that he paid for it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just trying to say that's all my part in it. I didn't create the genius of this. All I did was hear Smitty on my way to Commander's practice on Friday call in and say that Linnell needs a spatula because he's too busy flipping his opinions.
This is the piece of information I feel like you all are missing. Right? Because I take pride in what I do and I want to have fun with the people and I'm passionate about this. You all have this all wrong. It was not Linnell Willingham that put a fork in the Commanders' playoff lives.
No.
If you actually listen to
Have the audio?
No. It's going to live in podcast lore forever. But
it's on the Odyssey app.
There's like 11 people that care about this.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going
to
live in any sort of
world. Wait. 3 hours.
Hear him out. It was not Linnell Willingham. It was not hashtag Willie.
Was it Messiah?
The main event Messiah. It wasn't the youngest in charge. It was Pastor Willingham.
Oh.
There were chords in the background. This was something I had been waiting all week for Friday
morning. Who is this Pastor Willingham fella?
He was hosting for B. Mitch and Finley.
Really?
10-1 on Black Friday. You should check him out. Matt, all you would have to do, it's very easy. You know, there's Dude Love, there's Mankind.
I feel like I'm getting dumber right now.
There's Mick Foley.
I feel like I get dumber every day.
I'm checking in with Longfellow Tidwire.
I mean, we should have invited Longfellow Tidwire
for breakfast. It appears he's not listening right now.
Oh, no.
His last tweet, this guy makes me laugh, and it must be somebody that works here.
It has to be.
He said, and he tags everybody like
CK?
You do. No.
I already accused CK of it. He said it's not him.
You just accused me. You're just accusing everyone.
Because you interact with it more than anybody I know.
It's funny.
And all I had to see was, Who actually follows the page see, back? And I see this guy.
Pastor Willingham.
I said, here, oh, this is
Pastor Willingham, old brain. Here's what you're going to understand. I used to be you. I've told you that a million times.
Yeah, dude, you guys are so similar.
Right? I used to be really fiery, really passionate, really combustible. I don't give a crap right now.
Because you're an industry plant. As I continue to tell you, you're a native New Yorker. You're a native New Yorker that can give a rat's ass about the success of this team.
I just
I bleed burgundy and gold. I'm an addict. I'm wearing the patch right now, damn it. I care about this. I was sneaking when I was on punishment in the 10th grade to turn on the radio to listen to the pregame show because I couldn't watch the game because I was in trouble. I got my ass whipped over this team. You're just an industry.
You keep talking like you did last Friday. You're going to get your ass whipped again.
So why'd you quit on him then?
Why'd I quit on him? Because I was fed up Friday morning, man. Are you kidding? For that group, and then Tennessee, what happened Sunday, first of all, I texted this to Chris. I texted to Logan as well. I said, dude, the way that the offensive line.
I bet Logan was excited to get that text.
Logan actually had some very kind words for my excellent film breakdown on how the Washington Commanders offensive line whipped ass in a way that we haven't seen in my entire lifetime. It was perfect the way they blocked us.
Logan's just a nice guy.
Against Tennessee.
Yeah.
The counter set was really good.
Who could have ever saw that coming?
Did you text Beamish your video breakdown?
But dude, can I tell you one thing? And you are clearly passionate. Undoubtedly. How old are you now, youngest in charge? 26, 24?
27.
Who's counting? You're hardly the youngest in charge anymore.
Well, we don't have to do that here.
well, tomorrow, speaking of which.
There's one thing you got to lock yourself in on, dude, and I mean this sincerely. Like, the longer you do it, and Russell's got both of us beat, right? But the longer you do it, you realize that the unexpected always happens. And it happens when you don't. Like, losing to the Cowboys at home, which has you wanting to kill yourself, apparently.
No, that's and then, not at all.
And then running all over Tennessee. Like, the NFL, every season is its own organism, man. It's its own living, breathing, evolving, shifting being. And you have to ride it out. And that's why, like, it's easy to get skeptical, especially after that Cowboys loss. It's easy to be a skeptic with DQ and the brotherhood and all those things. And I know that, like, the media industry is incredibly snarky and people want to seize on that. That's how social media has created this thing. But it doesn't mean it's going to go how you think. And so
clearly.
Sticking the fork in.
It was premature.
It was premature.
But I can admit that. I'm a man first. I said all the time, I was wrong.
Premature forculation.
Well, forculation is a that's
it was
a word.
Premature silliness.
Because you know what I thought in reality? My thing was this.
I tried to tell him he wasn't. Nobody's mad at him for being wrong about a game. I raised my hand. I said over and over again, I never thought they would get right against Tennessee. We were all.
No one could have.
A lot of us were wrong. I don't know where you came in.
I had him winning. I had him covering.
Okay.
I thought it'd be a comfortable
job.
Win.
Good
not
job.
Like that.
I did not
I
think.
I had it like 28-20, I think I said.
I didn't even have that. So I was dead wrong. But I said the difference is between being dead wrong about a game and burying them like poof. Wow. After talking about how they were going to win 12, 13 games all year.
Come on.
You know, that was the problem. And getting Johnny from Section 208 so pissed off that he wanted to come down here and punch him in the face.
Of getting it wrong, you see me and Bickle fighting with Pro Football Focus this morning?
I did not. What happened?
I saw.
You and Bickle on Twitter?
Me and Bickle tag-teamed Pro Football Focus.
Well, they're a dying breed.
I don't know about that. It is a cottage industry devoted to making football seem more complex.
But is this all on social media, or do I have to listen to the podcast?
That was the best way I've ever heard it put.
Bickle tweeted out, Jaden Daniels was their 23rd ranked quarterback this week.
Overall. After being the second ranked quarterback following the Dallas game.
He's their third highest on the season, right. But he was 23rd this past week.
But he was number two amongst all quarterbacks after the Dallas loss.
It's just asinine.
Right.
Like, at some point, the numbers have to match what you see.
The eye test.
And Nick Ackridge is a nice fella, but, like, at some point, it's not matching up to
him. Yeah.
Now, I think the problem with that is any individual body of work gets so swayed by, like, all of these numbers they probably are putting too much use to. But if you can't understand the efficiency that Jaden ran that offense with Sunday, it's just banana.
And if you thought that
he was the 23rd ranked quarterback in the NFL Sunday?
I guess, because I didn't even see that.
No
and
way.
He was the second
Anthony
ranked
Richardson
quarterback.
Anthony Richardson was fourth.
Who completed 51% of his passes on Sunday?
109 yards passing.
And I love PFF. Let me be clear. I love PFF. I don't always agree with their grading, but I respect them. And I was like first on them a long time ago when everyone was crapping all over them. I think their system has gotten better, but sometimes I walk away going, oh my God, did we watch the same
thing? It's just about the context thing for me. Like, you got to be able to provide context to your
JP, I know you just did 4 hours of radio, so we're going
to
let you go.
Do another 20 minutes.
I mean, could do you want some scrambled eggs?
I had a piece of sausage and some home fries there.
My brain is like the scrambled eggs. It's a little bit scrambled. So,
in reality, though.
I just wanted to ask you this because we're going to get actually serious after this.
Uh-oh.
I know you had Sam Fortier on the Washington Post. The F-16, I didn't get to hear it, but the F-16 fighter jet story. Is there anything about that that surprises you besides the obvious, which is F-16 fighter jets have never been swapped for an NFL stadium?
Essek, didn't it seem like he was saying goodbye to me? That's when I ate another bite of potatoes.
You didn't go in for another bite.
No, I said before we. I know you did my 4 hours. I need a little bit more out of you. I need you to get me a little 2-minute offense.
Here. I think it's incredibly weird.
Yeah.
I think in the scope of politics of we need this one voting block to do something for us, and they then extract some form of quid pro quo or payment, whatever you want to call that, right? I think in the scope of politics, this is entirely normal. I think it seems super weird because it's an NFL team and a stadium and jets. I also, what Fortier told us, I believe it was Fortier, it might have been a caller, but I'm almost positive it was Sammy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You realize that these D.C. Jets, the D.C. Air National Guard Jets.
Right. Not the New York Jets.
Yeah. The Jets that Maryland claims they want to give up stadium rights.
They don't want the Winnipeg Jets. They want the actual thing.
Do you know where these Jets are currently housed?
In Maryland.
In Maryland. They're at Andrews Air Force Base or Joint Base Andrews.
It's all going to annoy me because I feel like it's another thing where I come out of left field and people are going to get annoyed.
You want them to stay in Landover?
I can give a rat's ass if they go back to RFK. I would love to see the D.C. community benefit economically from
Linnell
a stadium.
Linnell just wants,
I heard you yell about
it. Josh Harris and his 21 limited partners, just like they paid full money for that Sixers stadium.
Well, they haven't done that.
He better be paying for this one.
They haven't done that.
That's what I'm saying.
And this one's going to cost three times as much.
Youngest in charge. Man of the people.
I'm just saying. Do I not have a point with that? He just
Do Commanders fans know that? That he footed the bill of it in an entire stadium project?
But they haven't put a shovel in the ground.
Well,
yet.
Listen, that's the plan.
I think if you want to play the moral superiority card of taxpayers shouldn't fund it, you're not incorrect. It's just
I'm just saying in DC of all places.
You're not living in reality either. Like, this is what happens. This is what happens. If you want to, like, go hand out pamphlets and try to change the world, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but this is the world. Dude.
I'm just saying it would be irresponsible on the city to foot a majority of the cost for it. You're not guaranteed a return on your investment. Is what I always go back to.
Correct.
Especially if the team, and I'm doing complete hypothetical here.
There's no investment that you're guaranteed a return on.
Say Jaden comes out and shreds his knee to pieces, and now we don't have a quarterback, and now the team's not good. Yeah. People aren't going to go to that stadium just if the team's not good. What I want to continue to
reiterate. What if they're hosting the Final Four and WrestleMania and the Super Bowl?
And that's why you want to have
FIFA
it. I get
World
that.
Cup and Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
I get that.
Like,
that's why you want to have it. I get that.
It's not. Building that is not at all, I would say, completely hinging upon Jaden Daniels'
Correct.
Development. Dude,
you see what I'm saying?
You know what this area was 20 years ago?
Yeah. No. I tried to tell all you people this.
Like,
and then I got thrown the economists and about, how there's no financial impact of a stadium.
Do I ever get to leave?
No. As a matter of fact, can you go hand out those pamphlets? Can you go hand out those pamphlets? You got a hole in your schedule, right?
Hand out these waffles. You know where, I got to tape a show. If I didn't have a show to tape tonight, I would have a drink in my hand already.
What show is that? All Ears?
I got All Ears tonight at 8:30.
Is my mailbag question going to make it tonight?
Did you submit one?
Come on.
Did you actually? You or Longfellow?
I want to know.
Shane B. Finley, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking us
to break. Are you going to have the YIC them. On All Ears?
Yeah, I'm going to text Bakari and Heather right now.
All
right.
Well, JP, don't.
Did you actually submit one?
I was doing a bit.
By the way, tomorrow, Linnell will not be with us on Throwdown Thursday because he's going to be busy the next 2 days with the other YIC, Toby Altizer, filling in for Mitch
doing
and
our
Finley.
Show.
Yes.
Nice.
I got
me and B are gone. We gone. I'm not looking at the
gone
schedule.
Fishing.
Bring gas.
Well, I'm just.
Thank you, JP.
I'll be on a beach. You want me to send you pictures?
Please.
All right.
Just.
We'll
yeah.
Pictures of what?
Me on the beach.
You got to cut it out.
Sausage party.
You got to understand where the majority of our listening audience is from PG County, and they're making assumptions about Virginians based off the stuff you said. Straight up.
I'm trying to get my Jets
through and through.
And just chill. I'm gonna be. What does Kevin Durant like to say? I'm going to be me and just chill.
Are you going to take one of those fighter jets down to the beach?
I don't know that you can get a family of four in those.
Okay. All right. Thank you, JP. Appreciate you stopping
by. Goodbye.
All ears tonight,
JP.
NBC4.
Hosting, Big Nell.
Well,
don't cause trouble.
I only get a thank you from you?
Yeah. I don't know. Keep waiting on that other one.
Well, I was about to say, man, it's 2025.
I was going to say, you got
I have a tease
better
for the
chance
people.
At a snowball's chance in hell.
I have a tease for the people.
I am going the route I would take if I was
I've already made an attempt.
You have voiced very little interest in what I think.
All right. That note, we have to stop
Sports
sabotaging
radio
the radio
amazing.
Program.
I love
We're
this.
Just having some fun here, boys and girls,
Where
children
else do
of
you
all
get
ages.
This? Would
Thanks
I rather
to JP
be at home
Finley
Depot here.
For hanging out with us and suspending some time. Have a nice vacation. Pal, see ya. That's JP Finley. Wow. Check him out, Monumental Sports Network. More importantly, 106.7 The Fan, 10 to 2, where Linnell will be tomorrow and Friday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Both days. On the T980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.